This is a 29th of December and 24 degrees as we get the WIB Wake Up Show ready to go with the best 5 minutes of the day exactly at 5:45. Good morning to Jason Kanz.
Good morning.
Now, Wordle today was a little bit challenging, wasn't it?
It was different. Yeah, it was a different one. So I got there, but it turned out okay.
Now, we can't reveal the word because
no, correct.
Other people are going to do it, but we'll just say... Well, we can say, can we say this? There's a certain word that you like to use that I have latched onto as my initial word, too. I like to use ado before, but then, I don't know.
Yeah.
And
just wanted to follow my trend.
You put it in your first word today and you don't come up with anything. So, anyhow.
Right.
I survived. I think it took me 5 today.
Okay. Yeah. I got it in 4, I think.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well. Yeah. We were mourning the passing of our one of our founders, Mabel Louise Stewart, at the age of 101. So,
yeah, I saw that yesterday. That was a bit of a shock to see, and certainly has been a presence around WWIB forever. And I just always deeply appreciated her kind and gentle spirit. And so my sympathies for the Stewarts as they're going through this and everybody at the station.
Yeah, thank you. Last Friday was her 101st birthday.
Right.
And I remember a year ago when she turned 100, she was in studio for the 11 o'clock hour back when she used to have her twice weekly Bible study right until the pandemic year of 2020. I mean, that's how, she was on target to probably still be doing that radio show until she became a centenarian, but...
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, and she was still in good spirits and bright and sharp. And mourning
a life well lived.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Caleb was saying the same thing yesterday. No question about it. I mean, just multifaceted. She worked in FDR's White House back in the day.
Wow.
And traveled to, 39 countries, I saw one of her granddaughters say, and had... Didn't missions work in Africa, and so it accomplished a lot. So
that is amazing.
Was always open to counseling, and and so we're asking the listener. We're continuing today. We started during the show yesterday. Greg gave us the news after 7:20. Her son Greg, and our program director Greg Stewart, and so a lot of great comments from people. But the listener line wide open for folks again. This morning, so 715-396-1670 for your Mabel memories, your thoughts, your tributes, your condolences would be welcome. So
wonderful.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, one more. A coworker at my other job say it's kind of nice to get 2 short weeks and then 2 long weekends as kind of a way to end one year and move on to the other, huh?
I would just like that to continue as a trend all the way through 2024, but
yeah, right.
I don't see that happening. So.
Yeah, more and more people talk about the 4-day work week.
Yep. I could do that. I'd be okay with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there is kind of something going around as far as, kind of the crud, So.
Yeah. I think at that time of the year, I think that, hit Thanksgiving, and then I think it just, the stress builds up and, and our immune systems decline and, yeah, and then we all get hit with it.
We eat a million cookies, and that cuts the immune system right there. So,
yeah, exactly.
All right, we're in 1 Peter now. 1 Peter, I guess we got chapter 1, verses 3 through 6 today.
Yeah, it says, "All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by his great mercy that we've been born again, because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Now we live with great expectation, and we have a priceless inheritance, an inheritance that is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay. And through your faith, God is protecting you by his power until you receive this salvation, which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see. So be truly glad. There is wonderful joy ahead, for even though you must endure many trials for a little while."
There's a lot there, and you got a big paragraph in Letters to the Beloved on those 4 verses that read like this. "Everything begins and ends in me. I do all things for my glory. I will open your eyes to see that everything good is found in me, and all blessedness flows from me. Beloved, I love you so much that I have chosen mercy despite your sinfulness, which is greater. Jesus willingly took your sin to the cross, overcoming death 3 days later so that you also could be raised to new life. And listen, I will never take your salvation from you. Its value will never lessen. It will never lose its magnificence. My son, who is seated beside me, guarantees it. Keep your faith solidly in him. Although you see glimpses of my glory now, I cannot wait to reveal my fullness at the end of all things. A lot there.
Yeah, for me, I'd write at the beginning that everything begins and ends in me, I think, really stood out to me. Just that goodness flows from God. Goodness and blessedness flows from God. And that it all is connected back to him.
For me, it evoked another Mabel memory, because when you talked about your salvation, I can't find the line here exactly, but I thought that your salvation would not be taken from you. And I remember talking with her about eternal security, and she talked about when you've been born again, you cannot be unborn again. So,
right. Absolutely.
I like that.
Absolutely.
Thank you, friend. See you tomorrow.
You bet.
Well, our founder, Mabel Louise Stewart, she and her husband, Warren, started WWIB, close to 51 years ago. We went on the air, and there was a lot of work that preceded that, a lot of prayer, blood, sweat, and tears for sure. And we shared about 24 hours ago her passing, her home going at the age of 101. She just turned 101 on Friday. And so thank you so much to so many of you who chimed in the listener line yesterday at 715-396-1670. And then on social media, so many kind words. But we want to continue it today, Caleb.
We do. And again, we'd love to hear this in your voice, your memories of Mabel Louise, 715-396-1670, as we honor her life and legacy and honor the one whom she served. So again, 715-396-1670. And we'd love to have you basically run the show today. Again, Mark and I both are clearly quite under the weather here, too. So the more voices we can have to save our own, that would be a blessing as well.
So here, in fact, she just turned 101 on Friday. But a year ago, she actually was in studio in the 11 o'clock hour with Pat Wall on her 100th birthday. And on that day, our Michelle Johnson asked her.
Question. What's on your bucket list?
One more soul.
I knew you would say that.
Yeah. Lost souls. I'd rather have that than anything. And that my great-grandchildren will come to know Jesus as their Savior. Because so many already have, but there's some precious little ones. And, of course, my main ministry now is prayer for them, that they will come to know Jesus at an early age. And that comes from parents who love them so much and care. And thank the Lord, all of my grandchildren have heard the gospel and they know the gospel, and hopefully they'll live the gospel.
They're powerful words there, just Mabel Louise, a Mabel Minute there from a year ago.
And again, we would love to have your memories as well, 715-396-1670, your memories of Mabel Louise, as again, late Wednesday evening, she went home to be with Jesus at the age of 101.
Hi, this is Brett from Cornell. So I never met Mabel Louise, I'm only 28, but I do remember hearing her on the radio as a child. And now that I'm an adult, I am able to listen to music at work, and this is a station that I tune into every single day, and I'm able to lift my voice up in worship and in song, and that's because of her. That's because of her obedience so many years ago to follow what the Lord was bringing her and her husband in. And so I'm just thankful for that, and I would just like to share a prayer of thanksgiving. So, Father, I thank you for Mabel Louise. I thank you for the legacy that she left and the fact that we can still today tune in and give glory to you with our voices because of her faithfulness. I thank you for her love for people and for filling her with your spirit. I pray that you would help those who are mourning now. But, Lord, I also thank you that we can rejoice because we have the hope and the assurance of heaven, and we know that Mabel is home today. So we thank you for that. And Lord, I just pray that going into this new year, that our mission would echo her legacy of one more soul, for your kingdom. I pray that that would be our heart's desire as we mourn and rejoice. Thank you, Lord, for this amazing legacy that she left. We will never forget her. And one day we will all be with her rejoicing. And I thank you for that promise. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you guys.
Well, as we learned of the passing of Mabel Louise Stewart yesterday and shared it with you about 7:20 here on the WIB Wake Up Show, her son, Greg Stewart, our program director, Caleb, posting in our various social media, including the WIB Radio Facebook page, that information and giving you room to share. And a number of you did, like Jenny, who said, so sad to hear of Mabel Louise's passing. We're going to miss her so much. What an amazing soul she was. It was an honor to know and love her. It makes me cry to think she's gone.
Kelly, again, we met her at One Fest, one half of the Corey and Kelly duo, and now a solo artist, says, sorry to hear and praying for you all. Thank you so much. Melody says, we are so sorry for those she left behind, yet thank our Lord for allowing all of us to know her for a long time. She was a true fisher of men. She caught many a soul to come to know the Lord. God bless her and be with her family as they mourn her loss.
For sure. Robin says, my deepest sympathy to Mabel Louise's family. She had such a beautiful faith and loved telling everyone about Jesus. She'll be greatly missed, but so happy she's home in heaven. I was so blessed to know her. She was a treasure.
We also heard from Lindsay, who said, speaking of Mabel Louise, she's now in the arms of Jesus. I'm so happy she was able to witness such a joyous celebration this summer with Jason Gray. Deborah offers her condolences, and she says, how I loved hearing the wisdom of Mabel Louise on air.
There we go. She was my son's first grade teacher. Deborah, thank you. Mary says, a saint has gone home. We mourn her passing, but rejoice. She's with her Savior, my friend Joyce Orth in Eau Claire says, Mabel Louise was a treasure. We can never know how much she influenced our lives.
Bob saying he has no words. Again, the grief and sadness of Mabel's passing. Amber says she lived such a full life and left a great legacy in her name. She will be missed for sure. Heaven is rejoicing and she is home.
Sarah says she was an amazing lady. I'll miss her, praying for comfort for all who knew her. Barb says, I will cherish the memories I have of time spent with Mabel Louise. She was a woman of both great faith and amazing grace.
Judy says she's with her Lord and her beloved Warren. She heard the Lord say, well done, good and faithful servant. She was a true woman of God and offered sympathies to the family. Susan also comments, praise God, she is with God and has been reunited with her husband and loved ones.
PCD John's wife, Debbie, says prayers going out to the family and WWIB. She was a beautiful lady inside and out. She touched so many people and brought them to Christ. We know she's with Jesus. I bet Steve Snyder had his arms wide open telling Mabel Louise, welcome home.
Again, thank you so much for your comments, your condolences for the family. And we'd love to hear from you as well at 715-396-1670. If you have a memory of Mabel Louise, we have more to play. But Havel, I was thinking of this song from FFH. It's called One of These Days. And even as we grieve and mourn Mabel's passing, I was thinking about the unbridled joy that she has. And again, there's pain, there's grief, there's sorrow on this side of heaven. But for her, it's nothing but joy and peace at being with Jesus and seeing him face to face.
Amen.
And one of these days, if we put our faith, our hope, our trust in Jesus, the completed work at the cross, we'll be right there with her. I'm also very distracted because Misty, our friend from Avenue Orchard and the Creation Kitchen, just brought in this massive platter full of cookies for us. And I'm really, really distracted because these are gorgeous and there are tons of them.
I just had a memory of Mabel Louise that I wanted to share. I did some landscaping for her back in 1993. And he showed me her home. She had several artifacts from Africa from when she was a missionary. And I had remarked what a beautiful home she had. And she said, it's not mine. It's the Lord's. He's just letting me live here. Well, that statement alone had an impact on my life. And I still think about it to this day. When I think about where I live, it's really not mine. I'm here because the Lord is just letting me live here.
Good morning. This is Sherry from White Owl. I just want to extend my condolences to the Stewart family and the family WWIB for the loss of Mabel Louise. I just don't have words or the time to say how important and how much WWIB and the ministries have meant to my life. But I just wanted to say to you, Mabel Louise was a very, very big part of that. I suffer from depression, but, you know, listening to her voice and hearing the joy and the happiness for the love of the Lord and for life in her voice always made my day. It always made it a little bit brighter. And she just was a ray of sunshine always. And we will miss her very, very much. And I'm just so thankful to God for her being here and her and her husband starting this wonderful ministry and this earth, her ministry on earth. God bless you all.
Our best of the week, obviously with a different tone than ever before, as we give it a listen.
Just wanted to let our listeners know that my mom, Mabel Louise Stewart, passed away last night. She had had a stroke last week, and before Christmas, I wound up in the hospital and passed away, went home to be with the Lord. 101, she made it to 101. Her birthday was Friday, spent her birthday in the hospital. But, I mean, I think of the song that we've been playing from Big Daddy Weave, Heaven Changes Everything, and it sure does. When you have the promise of heaven, life is short for any of us, and I know that she's with the Lord, with my dad, and we will continue the legacy that they started, that you all have been part of, and it just continues here to proclaim the gospel about heaven and knowing where you're going to be after death.
Good morning. This is Marcia Thompson from Menominee. I remember with fondness meeting her as a young girl back in the 70s when they were in Ladysmith still. She has been a gift to me my whole life, her testimony, her sweetness, her kindness, her love for Jesus.
My condolences, my husband's condolences. For the loss of Mabel Louise, she was indeed a grand lady. I remember back so many years ago when she invited me to come and help stuff envelopes, and I got to meet so much of the staff back then, and she will be greatly missed.
Hi, this is Jerome Jacobs from Knapp. Just wanted to acknowledge Mabel Louise, the wonderful, dedicated Christian lady she was. Knew her for near 50 years. She's just a wonderful lady, and I'm just so thankful to see her at the 50th celebration for one last time. Just God bless you all, and keep station going, as I know you will.
Hello, this is Randy from Eau Claire. My heart was so touched to hear about Mabel Louise going home to be with the Lord. What a greeting she will have. She touched so many lives. When our son had cancer, we called in for prayer, and we actually traveled to Indianapolis for his surgery, and she tracked us down and called us. We received the call in his hospital room, and I think it was some effort, but she just had an amazing heart, and I know she'll be greatly missed, but it's definitely heaven's gain, and she lives on through all of us.
Hi, this is Pam Bennett. I love WWIB because they stand on the truth of God's word, and they show God's love through the radio. They are fantastic. I have listened for 50 years. I went to bed as a 14-year-old listening to At Home with Mabel Louise. And I've been with them ever since. Love you guys.
Hello, this is the Sabuk family from Hawkins, Wisconsin. We would like to request a song in honor of Mabel Louise Stewart. She was such a grand lady. We listened to her for years. We would like to request, if possible, There Will Be a Day by Jeremy Camp. We were just thinking about that song, that she's with Steve Snyder now and Warren Stewart. It would be just such a great song. There Will Be a Day by Jeremy Camp with No More Pain. Thank you. God bless.